Speaker!
Order, order.
Back in the House for the first question time in a month since his infamous "you support the rapist" answer to calls for his government's help for deportees on Christmas Island. The Prime Minister John Key was in demand to explain that comment, along with his reappointment of Judith Collins to the corrections portfolio in his cabinet. Opposition leader Andrew Little also wanted to ask Mr Key about Pharmac funding of the Keytruda anti-cancer drug. But when his question was transferred to be answered by the Minister of Health, Mr Little sought leave to have it transferred back, only to run up against the Speaker, David Carter.
The government has a right to decide who's answering the question. I have a duty to make sure that it wouldn't be an anathema to justice if it was transferred in a way that the government could then dodge giving an answer to the House. I don't believe that's the case this time.
But Mr Little persevered.
I have a right to seek leave to have the question put to another minister, and I'm seeking to have that leave put to the House to transfer the question back to the original minister to whom it was directed.
Mr Carter referred the Labor leader to one of his own Speaker's rulings made a couple of years ago.
And there I say the matter of transfer is over to the government. The Speaker will not put leave to transfer the question back because the government has already made its decision.
Mr Little then withdrew his request for a reason that became apparent after he'd asked another question he'd put down for answer by Mr Key.
Does he have confidence in all his ministers?
Mr Key said he did, and the opposition leader followed up with this.
Is the reason he's reinstated Judith Collins as Minister of Corrections that he now recognises she was the one who negotiated the disastrous Serco contract and it's time for her to clean up her own mess?
That's right.
Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Many reasons why I've reinstated Judith Collins, but one of them is because she was an excellent minister in corrections and police.
More hollow laughter followed the Prime Minister's answer to this question from Mr Little.
What assurances has he sought from Judith Collins that she'll stop misusing her position to malign public servants and line her husband's pockets?
Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Well, Mr Speaker, I take offence from that question.
Then with Mr Key back on his feet to stand by all his statements in answer to the next question, Andrew Little took the opportunity to ask him the question that had been transferred to the Health Minister.
Does he stand by his statement in relation to the lack of Pharmac funding for Keytruda that, quotes, "we've got to give health more money," end quotes, given his government has cut health funding in real terms by $1.7 billion?
The Speaker,
Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, the member's incorrect about health funding, but he's never been terribly good with numbers.
Mr Key said his government had increased health funding by $4.1 billion and Pharmac's budget by $150 million.
But yes, if Pharmac was to fund Keytruda, by definition it would need more money. And if that wasn't the case, then by definition they'd have to cut funding to some other drugs.
Mr Key also faced this question from the opposition leader.
Is it okay that Australians right now are getting life-saving treatment with Keytruda for free while Kiwis like Tessa Taylor are selling their homes and begging for money to buy it?
Mr Key said the government relied on advice from Pharmac.
And if you look at the current advice that Pharmac has had, they have examined 8 months' worth of data when it comes to Keytruda. One interesting thing about that is 1 in 3 patients in the trial have had a clear benefit. The other 2/3 have not. That's not to say that it wouldn't work for the particular individual in question. It might. And the government over time will be increasing Pharmac's budget and we'll see where that goes in terms of which drugs it funds.
The Prime Minister was also required to stand by yet another of his statements with this question from Labor MP Porter Williams.
Does he stand by his statement, quote, "you back the rapist," end quote, made during question time on the 10th of November 2015?
The Right Honourable
Speaker,
Prime Minister.
Yes, in the context of a robust debate.
Supplementary.
Order.
Supplementary.
Supplementary question, Porter Williams.
Does the Prime Minister understand his statement, quote, "you back the rapists," end quote, has caused offence to members of the opposition, victims of sexual and domestic violence, and more than 13,000 people who signed a petition asking for him to apologise?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Well, Mr Speaker, I stand up very strongly for the victims of sexual offences. This government also supports that. Mr Speaker, the comment was in relation to what I believe was advocacy only for the criminals from the opposition.
The Prime Minister, John Key. I'm Tom Frewin, and this programme was made with funding from Parliament.